And so we've come now to the end of our Lenten journey. Just on Sunday together, we celebrated the Passion, the palms. We welcomed Jesus with our palm branches. And then hopefully I invited everyone to try to spend a little bit of time in some extra silence this week. I'm not sure how you did with that. I have to say, I did not do well. Holy Week is busy, and it's busy for everybody. And so I did do my prayers, and I did a couple extra different reflections on Lent and Holy Week this week, which was nice. But I'm looking forward to even later tonight, because after the English Mass, we will have the adoration here until midnight. And the best part is, tomorrow's Good Friday, Vendredi Saint, so I don't have to wake up in the morning. It's great. So I can stay up to midnight praying, and then I can sleep in tomorrow. And so even if you haven't had that chance to enter into silence yet, take the chance in these next few days. The Lord is always there waiting for us. It's often us that seems too busy for Him. And I implicate myself in this as well. How come it seems so difficult to spend those moments, those extra moments, in quiet? Why is that? What is it within ourselves that we're worried about seeing or hearing? On the other hand, hopefully maybe you did have some moments of enlightenment this Lent. So in the first reading, we hear about the whole reason for Easter anyway, for the Eucharistic meal. We hear about this feast of unleavened bread that celebrated that they were to gather once a year to celebrate their release from Egypt, that they were freed as a people. And we have traditions like that too. We have Remembrance Day, lest we forget, hey? Lest we forget. So we gather as Canadians every year, and it's so important to do that. Well, same with our faith, because sometimes our faith is just going through the motions. We show up every Sunday. So the church, in her wisdom, said, I'm going to throw a curveball into our plans. I'm going to make people show up on a Thursday night. And then we don't take our faith for granted. We forget why we're really here anyway. And so we hear this story about our salvation, that we were once slaves. So what has God set us free from this year? And with all the failures that I feel I've had in my own prayer this Lent, there's still been some very good successes. There's some good things happening. And if we don't remember that and talk about it, then our faith can fade away. In the gospel, we hear about the meaning for tonight. If you've noticed, when you come into the church, the tabernacle is open and empty. Tonight is the first Last Supper. And so we commemorate the Eucharist, that this is what gives us strength as people. But we commemorate the priesthood also. So in a few moments, we're going to wash the feet of some participants who agreed to sign up tonight. We wash their feet because Jesus, this is how he consecrated his first priests, is he showed them an example of service. And so we give thanks to all priests today, especially, for keeping our faith alive in a public way. And then, of course, the washing of the feet means that service. The dirtiest, stinkiest part of the body, we wash that to show that we identify with the stinkiest. Stinky sin, stinky people, whatever stinks in our life, is washed clean in Jesus. This is what our faith celebrates. This is a forgiveness of sins. This is a mercy. This is a caring for one another. If your Lent hasn't been about prayer, has it at least been about service, about care for others? As we continue then with this service, this Mass, this first Eucharist tonight, this washing of the feet, washing of our sins, let us ask the Lord to again start anew every time and ask Him to wash us from all that keeps us away from Him.